Yeah, actually, this is all like the so the R56 audit is something that we do on all the sites. Yeah, there's a lot of just little things that the audit catches, places where they forgot ground straps or cable labeling and various stuff like that. There's no major problems. It's all part of the process, rather it was in Washtenaw County or anywhere else in the state. But you have to weed through the report, and because some of the stuff that's in there, it's like, yeah, no, we're not fixing that, or that's we're not printing out D-size blueprints of the buried ground system to put it in the shelter. There's a lot of stuff that's part of the R56 audit that say it doesn't necessarily pass the common sense test. And there's plenty of little items in there, but nothing crazy.
There's a local guy, and by local I mean like West Bloom maybe, or Commerce or somewhere like that, maybe Brighton, Milford, with a 1x2 call. He may be a silent key by now. I hope not, but he might be. I'm pretty sure he's a Detroit Edison retiree from back when they still had the radio division. And he is absolutely the grounding expert. I mean, he wrote some technical manuals and stuff, and he's just the guy to go to for advice. I can't remember his name. A very easily recognizable call sign and a very recognizable voice. Super friendly guy, real willing to help. And I am absolutely, I don't pretend to be an expert on anything, and especially on grounding. But there's been some online discussions about RFI and RF in the shack, and I think the answers take the cake for bad advice.
Oh, yeah, I see some of those things on Facebook, that some of those discussions, and you're like, oh, my Lord. No, please do not do that. You're only going to make your problem worse. or it's just a waste of time because it will have no effect. But and I think I know who you're talking about. You're not talking about, was it Jerry, WRQM? He spends a lot of time on the 3.1, and I know he's retired out of Edison. Did a lot of engineering and stuff for him. But yeah, so they also changed how they do the audits. It used to be they would only, unless you requested otherwise, they would only audit the work that the project did. So, now the R56 weenies have decided that the entire site needs to be audited. So, we didn't build a single new green, whole green site. They're all at existing locations. So, like fence grounding and all sorts of other site-related things that we have no scope on, did not touch. I mean, that generates pages and pages of stuff that fails. We have no responsibility for it, but you got to sift through this, like say all these reports, and say, yeah, nope, not in scope, not in scope, not in scope. The R56, the guys that actually do the auditing are kind of frustrated with it too, because they're like, this is stupid. Why are we doing this? I think the general thought is that if we find deficiencies, we can probably sell them on change orders and additional services to fix it. But yeah, it's like going in for an oil change, and they want to sell you an air filter or for engine air and a cabin air and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, pretty much not going to happen.